It's time once again for America's favorite show, The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, brought to you by DrFloyd.com.
When you are traveling through time and space, there is no morning, there is no evening, there is just time and space. So even though Dr. Floyd, his protege Dr. Grant, and their faithful robot companion Chips have gone from Chicago in 1948 to rescue the Dewey Defeats Truman newspapers, then to Chicago in 1929 to save the contents, or lack thereof, of Al Capone's vault, and most recently to Kitty Hawk, North Carolina in 1903 to help ensure the Wright brothers made their famous flight unhampered, they have only been gone from their real time a few hours. Their adventures have worn them out, though, and we find Dr. Floyd and Dr. Grant in the sleeping quarters of the ship. The lights are out. The ship is in sleep mode.
Dr. Floyd?
Yes, Dr. Grant.
You asleep?
No.
Oh, good. Are we going to be okay just hovering here in time and space?
We'll be fine. Chips is at the controls and he'll inform us if there's any problem.
Oh, okay.
Good nighty.
Good night, Dr. Floyd. Dr. Floyd?
Yes?
Do you think Dr. Steve and Fidget are sleeping now?
I'm not sure, but they have to sleep eventually.
Oh. But what if they make a time and space jump?
Well, then they will. It won't matter. Thanks to the time and space travel device, we have all the time in the world to stop them, so don't worry about it. Just go to sleep.
Okay. Good night, Dr. Floyd.
Good night, Dr. Grant.
Hey, Dr. Floyd? Dr. Floyd? Dr. Floyd!
What?
I'm thirsty.
You really drive me to drink, Dr. Grant. You really do.
No, I want the drink, Dr. Floyd, not you. Thanks.
Oh, boy. Good night, Dr. Grant.
Good night. You're the best, Dr. Floyd.
Yes, I know.
Hey, Dr. Floyd.
Go to bed, Dr. Grant.
Okay. Good night. Psst. Hey, Dr. Floyd.
What is it, Dr. Grant?
It's a little stuffy in here. Can we open a window or something?
Dr. Grant, we are floating in the middle of the time and space stream. We cannot just simply open a window.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. But I'm still stuffy.
Then adjust the air vent above your head.
Oh, wow. I didn't know we had these. This is kind of like an airplane.
It's exactly like an airplane. I took the consoles from that old junk airliner in the back of the lab.
Wow, this is cool. It even has the stewardess call button.
Yes, it does. Do not push that button, Dr. Grant.
Sorry.
Dr. Grant!
Sorry, I was trying to turn it off, but I hit it twice, so it's still lit.
Just leave it alone.
But it's still on.
Just leave it alone. Dagnabbit, Dr. Grant!
May I help you?
Yeah. Do you have any Wright nuts?
Wright nuts? How do you know which ones are the Wright nuts?
Excuse me, ma'am. I'm sorry. We don't need anything right now. Thank you.
Okay, then. Bye now.
What in tarnation? I didn't know we had a stewardess. Now, Dr. Grant, go to sleep!
Sorry. Good night, Dr. Floyd. Hey, Dr. Floyd? 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 Dr. Floyd?
What do you want?
Can you tell me a story? I can't sleep.
No!
Please?
No!
Please?
No!
Please?
No!
Oh, come on, please!
Fine. Okay, once upon a time, in a land far, far away, there was a handsome and wise king. The king was fair and just, and everyone liked him. The king had a problem, though. He had an annoying young page who lived in a castle and would not allow the king to sleep. So one night, when he couldn't take the incessant needling of the page anymore, he put him in the airlock and launched him into the time and space stream, where he floated forever. The end!
Thanks, Dr. Floyd. You always tell the best stories.
Good night.
Good night. Hey, Dr. Floyd?
What is it, Dr. Grant?
Have you ever heard of naked mole rats?
Yes. Yes, I have. Yes, I've heard of naked mole rats. What about them? Good night, Dr. Grant. What in tarnation?
We'll leave Dr. Floyd and Dr. Grant to get their sleep and return to them in a week for the next exciting episode of The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd!